Hi, my loves. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is DeAndre Nicolette. If you're new here, my love, welcome. I'm super excited to have you tuned in for your first ever episode of Manifest Daily. And of course, to my OG listeners, you already know the vibes. Okay. Hey, girl. Hey. Hey, boy. Hey, what's poppin'? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of Your Fave. Y'all, let me tell you this story real quick, because I have to share this with y'all. Literally, I woke up this morning, and I literally had, like, a whole plan. Y'all know I love to time block my calendar, and this was one of those mornings where I was like, okay, we on our productive-ish this morning, okay? So I literally decided I wasn't going to go to the gym. I was like, I'm going to wake up early. I'm going to record this podcast episode. I'm going to catch up on all things 9 to 5. I'm going to prep for the additional episode that's dropping later this week. I'm going to prep for next week's episode, because I will literally be on a flight at the time that this episode has to get released. Well, actually, not at the exact time, but you know what I mean, okay? I've been on a flight on Tuesday. So I'm like, I have to literally prep 3 episodes this week. On top of that, I'm packing. I'm leaving on Friday. So it's just a lot going on. So I was like, all right, you know what? We're going to just not go to the gym this morning, and we are going to be productive. We're going to make our coffee at home. Duncan, I'm going to see you tomorrow, okay, girl? So I was like, we're going to make our coffee at home, and we're just going to have us a productive-ass morning. So I decide to be a barista this morning, and I'm like, let me make myself a little brown sugar syrup for my coffee. Meanwhile, I've never done this before. All I have done is seen a reel on Instagram where this girl melted some brown sugar and like made this syrup. Now, I couldn't remember exactly what she did after she melted the brown sugar. I'm pretty sure she added like butter and milk and other things, but girl, I said, I'm gonna keep it simple. Okay, we just gonna melt some brown sugar and that's gonna be about it. So I put the pan on the stove, start melting my brown sugar, right? Bet. I see it's not moving along quickly. I said, okay, I got a little bit of time. So I go into the office, I'm setting up the laptop, setting up my microphone, literally all the things I need to do to record this episode. And on top of that, I'm listening to a voice note from a friend and like answering her voice note. And you know who you are. Hey girl, hey. We always send like really long voice notes to each other, and it becomes like this whole conversation that we're having. And so I get super caught up because we are talking about some very important topics, okay? On the voice notes, I get caught up. All of a sudden, I'm thinking to myself, what's going on with my brown sugar? I haven't seen her in a minute. Like, where she at? I go into the kitchen. Y'all, the brown sugar in the pan is black. It is literally blacker than the pan. The sugar has burnt. It's smoke everywhere. Okay? My immediate thought was, I cannot have this fire alarm going off right now for anyone to show up at my apartment. Girl, I'm in my pajamas, a bonnet on, looking a hot mess. Like, it is giving fire department. Don't come here at this moment. Like, I am not ready to receive company. Like, it's just not the vibe right now. So I grab the pot. Meanwhile, like I said, I'm in my pajamas, got my shirt on. You know the shirt you wear. You know the shirt, okay? Got my little oversized t-shirt on. I have pants on this time. I don't know. Something possessed me to put pants on this morning. So I got pants on, thank God. And I have my bonnet on. And I grab this pot and I run outside with the pot. I don't know. The only thing I was thinking was I'd rather have the smoke outside of my house than inside of my house, because hello, the fire alarm's not outside my house. So I run outside with the pot and I'm like out there holding it and trying to let the smoke go away, trying to let the smoke clear. And I end up cleaning it up, a whole thing, browning some more brown sugar. And instead of leaving the pot, you know, unobserved, I stayed in the kitchen and did my voice notes in the kitchen while I watched the brown sugar melt. And I made the most delicious coffee. Now, again, very amateur barista at this point. Can y'all hear this? A little ASMR for you. Because can I taste the notes of brown sugar? Can I taste the notes of any sort of caramelization? Can I taste anything besides sugar? It's gonna have to be a solid no. However, it's delicious, okay? And that is all that matters. It worked out in the end. So I'm very happy about that. So if you are trying to, you know, put on your barista hat for the day and make yourself a brown sugar caramel latte, whatever you want to call it, girl, don't leave that brown sugar on the stove and walk away. Don't do that. Don't be like your girl, because it's going to get messy and it's going to get very smoky very quickly. And it's just not the vibe to start off the morning with, okay? So my loves, I'm super excited to be back here chatting with y'all. Very excited for today's episode. It is our December energy report. Now, y'all know what I'm going to say. Okay, how the hell did time done pass so quickly and we are in December? Like, what? I'm going to still be flabbergasted the more I talk about it, but whatever. So we're getting into the December energy report. Y'all know how these go. There's obviously this little bit of intro here. We get into all the astrological or the major astrological happenings. Now, I'm not breaking down every single thing that's happening astrologically in December, but with these energy reports, I like to break down kind of like the major things, right? New and full moons, what signs they're in, and then any other movements, retrogrades, planets going direct, things like that. And because I am still very much a, you know, I'm learning astrology, okay? I'm very interested in it. And it's something that over the past couple weeks, I've been like really deep diving in certain things when it comes to astrology within my own natal chart, but also really trying to understand like planetary movements. I'm taking y'all along this journey with me. So this is coming from someone who does the research, is kind of like intaking that information, processing it, and then bringing it and delivering it to y'all in a way that hopefully is very, very beginner friendly. Because sometimes I'm reading the things, they be using these words. I'm like, girl, simplify it for me. So I like to simplify it for y'all, okay? So we're gonna get into astrological happenings in the month of December, leading us into obviously the first month of the year for 2023. And then at the end of this recording, what I like to do is a pick a pile or pick a card reading. So you pick pile 1 to 3, and then based on whichever pile or piles you feel intuitively drawn to and called to, I will do a reading for that pile. I'm super excited too today because I just bought all new decks. Like I got 4 new decks, which is, it was kind of an accident that I got 4 new decks. I intend to get 2, but here we are, you know, double the fun. Okay. So I am excited because this reading is going to feature, what is this? I'm using my spirit animal. Oh my gosh, I can't talk. I'm using my spirit animal oracle deck. I will have it linked in my Amazon shop down below if you guys are interested in this deck. It's really beautifully illustrated. It's just like super airy and light and just like fairy-like. And then I also have the Modern Witch Tarot deck, which I'm super excited to use that one because I've seen a lot of people use that one. And it just has these beautiful depictions of modern witches on the cards. And it's actually a really beautiful decorated deck. And the reason that I'm using a tarot deck this time instead of just Oracle is because when you use tarot decks, or at least I find that when I use tarot decks, you can get more intuitive. You can get more complex messages. I went on a date yesterday. Oh, we're gonna get into that tea, girl. But I went on a date yesterday and Lord bless this man, okay? Because I spent like a good 10 minutes explaining to him why I am gonna be using a tarot deck for this episode as well. And, you know, bless his soul, because he looked truly intrigued, okay? He didn't look like he was gonna pass out from like annoyance or boredom or anything like that. He looks actually intrigued, and he did ask some questions to give him some points there. But that being said, once you use a tarot deck, because you can get more complex messages, right? So based on if the card is upright or upside down, then that is a whole different message. If you're looking at a specific, like, what is it called? Major Arcana card, that can also indicate a specific sign in the zodiac, and that can also help indicate timing for certain things. So you can kind of get more in-depth messages when it comes to tarot and oracle decks. And so that's kind of what I'm doing here, is trying to get us a little bit more in-depth messages when it comes to those readings. So that's kind of how this particular episode is set up. But before we dive into all of that, I kind of want to chat about what has been happening in the past couple weeks, and specifically why, I mean, y'all probably didn't really notice, but I feel like I've just been off with the content and I haven't really like been showing up on Instagram. I just haven't felt energetically aligned to show up in these places because I've been truly stressed out of my mind. So I remember talking to y'all, I think it was like 2021. Was it 2021? Yeah, it was 2021. The summer of 2021, or probably early fall, where I actually ended up getting signed to my first podcast network. And that was truly a huge accomplishment for me, right? It was something where it would allow me to start to monetize the podcast, and it would allow me to kind of like just continue growing certain opportunities and really see this as a part in like a bigger brand that I'm trying to create. And so that particular experience was something that I didn't see it coming. I actually thought I was kind of far off from the goal. And so when it happened, I was incredibly proud of myself and just incredibly grateful for the way that it happened. So fast forward, working with that network in particular was amazing. I still have a connection there. She's amazing. And they just treated me really well. But I essentially wanted to partner with a specific network that came along that promised that they would help with other things. And long story short, incredibly long story short, is I ended up moving the show over. And on the back end, all of this is happening, but on the front end, like, y'all can't tell, right? Y'all are still hearing episodes, you're still experiencing the show regularly. Like, nothing is disrupted or should be disrupted on the listeners. And so all of this is happening and, like, y'all really don't know. But I ended up moving the show to a whole different network. And honestly, I have a lot of struggle with that decision because y'all know when you make a specific decision and it turns out to be a decision that leads you into certain experiences that you rather not experience and leads to specific consequences. And there can be a lot of guilt around the fact that you made that decision. Like, why didn't I see this coming? Why did I not see the red flags? Why did I do this? Why didn't I go the other way? And so for a while, and even still to this day, that decision to move to that other network kind of plagues me because I ended up entering into a business relationship that wasn't great. It was the opposite of great, in fact, and it started off good and started off with so much promise. But one thing about your intuition is if you are getting certain messages and maybe you ignore them up front, maybe they're so quiet and so delicate and so just so elusive that you miss them. If you proceed down the path that you're guides, your intuition is trying to warn you about proceeding down, the messages get stronger and the things that you're dealing with become more stressful. I've talked about this before when I was working my first 9-to-5 job and I kept getting messages to leave that job and I ignored them and I ignored them and I ignored them until it got to the point where I was literally depressed, where I literally got fired from that job and where things came to such a head that it exploded in my life. So if you are dealing with a situation where you're getting messages and for some reason, whether it's through fear or maybe you're just not picking up on it, you're not tuned in to that specific frequency that you need to be tuned into to receive those messages the way, in a clear way, I should say, they get louder and things will become harder, stressful, more disruptive in your life until you let go or until you turn the clock or turn the direction or pivot or do something to change that decision. So I'm in this relationship with this new network. And again, incredibly long story short, it just wasn't good. It wasn't a good relationship. The person that I was connected with, they turned out to be a very vindictive individual. They turned out to be an individual that very narcissistic. And I have never in my life truly dealt with a narcissist where I've had to go back and forth with someone gaslighting me. Like, I remember reading certain emails and literally being like, wait, did I do that? Have I done that? And having to, like, bring other people in my specific close friend circle or even my family. Like, I remember having my mom read some of these emails and being like, am I doing this? Like, did this happen? And her being like, no, like, this, look at the receipts. This hasn't happened. This didn't happen. And it's so terrifying, honestly, to go through an experience like that. Granted, this was in a very, like, contained business relationship. So I'm sure obviously there are situations where it's like even worse than this, but like going through that, I literally had so many moments where I was doubting myself and doubting my memory and just kind of confused about everything. And again, there was this guilt of like, how did I miss these red flags and end up where I ended up? And now I have to like claw my way out. Like when I tell y'all, I was fighting for my life. Okay. I was fighting for my life because I was fighting for this show. And there was so much fear around this person sabotaging and destroying everything that I've built on this show. And this show for me is literally an extension of self. And I know for some people, right, it's like you have to have that boundary with the content that you create and you have to have boundary with like work and things like that. But I come on here and I share the depths of my feelings. Like this is just such a safe space for me that the thought of destroying it or someone destroying it or the thought of losing it, literally, I had this pit in my stomach. There were weeks I just couldn't sleep. I was not showing up on Instagram. I was like, I can't even, like last week's episode, I was like, okay, I had to get the guest episode out, but I was like, I can't even record the episode that I plan to record because I'm sitting here on the verge of throwing up because of everything that's happening with this individual and the way that they have turned into this monster. Like, I genuinely, y'all, I was fighting for my life. Okay, I was fighting for my life. So now we are essentially on the other side. And I say essentially because I think there are still, or not I think, there are definitely some ties still to that individual that need to be severed or need to be dealt with. And that is something that I just am not going to deal with today because I simply do not have the energy, y'all. But I'm excited to say that we seem to be on the other side when it comes to Manifest Daily. So I just noticed that my energy bounced back. I noticed that I was showing up on social media more. I was able to really tune back into my vision for this show and my vision for the entire Manifest Daily brand. As y'all know, I am working with a designer. The rebrand is coming along fantastically. Is that a word? It is coming. I believe it is. Okay. It's coming along great. It's coming along amazingly swell. We are at the point where she just actually today I'm gonna get the new podcast artwork, which I'm a little nervous because when we were having the conversation about like different brand collateral I wanted to be included in my final like deliverables, I wanted a new cover because I wanted a new cover that would match the new branding, right? Because it's going to be a whole new website, new Instagram graphics, all that stuff. So I wanted the cover that would match, but at the same time I was a little bit nervous about changing out the current cover because it is so iconic. Like the current cover is the cover that I've had, like the first, I would say, level up that I've made with Manifest Daily. Remember, y'all remember that episode Committed where I was like going in about how, girl, if you want to commit, you better get your shit together and commit. And I really had to talk to myself a certain type of way and give myself some tough love. It was after that that I like made the decision to like, you know, pay for a cover to be made. And that's when the new look and feel of Manifest Daily at the time came through and I like had my website and all this stuff happened. So this is kind of signaling that next chapter. And so it's really exciting, but it's also, it makes me a little bit nervous because I'm nervous to see it. I'm just like nervous about if y'all will like it. So Whitney has been amazing. That's the name of my designer. She's been amazing. I will link her down in the show notes. So if y'all are ever looking to work with a designer for any brand that you're creating, whether you have like a personal brand or perhaps you have a product brand, whatever it is, she is amazing. She works with like all brands in general, but just, I would say, I think her thing is like more feminine brands, I would say. I think that's on her website somewhere. Let me not misquote, okay? I will link her down below and y'all could check her out if you're looking for branding. So yeah. And oh, one other or two other things I want to quickly say, because this intro is getting long, but baby, we haven't talked for a minute. Timestamps will be down below also, just in case you want to skip to the actual energy report or skip to the pick a card readings. But what's the other thing I wanted to say? So one really cool thing that's happening is January 1st, I'm launching the first merch drop. It's just been too long, okay? It's been too long. It's something that I've wanted to do for so long, but when I tell you imposter syndrome, oh baby, she needs to stop visiting my door, pop it up on my doorstep unannounced. First of all, I am not taking company right now. Why are you here? Why are you here? Turn around. Go back in your car. Go away. Okay? She just loves to pop up. And for her, whenever I think about merch and I think about certain things I want to create, oh, she loves to ding dong at the door. Hey, girl. No. Leave me alone. So when I was working with that other network, the one that almost took me out, y'all, one of the things we were supposed to work on was merch. So initially, I had this timeline of wanting to launch before Black Friday so that y'all could like get merch as like Christmas gifts and stuff like that. That hasn't worked out, and that's okay, okay? Everything happens for a reason. That hasn't worked out. But what it did force me to do was after I was dealing with like that turbulence and that whole situation and kind of coming through the end, I realized, I'm like, I can do this by myself, right? Like for so long, I think there's so many things that I want to do. And I'm sure this is the same way with you too, where you feel like, yeah, you know, you need to ask for help with certain things, right? And you want support with certain things. But I also think that at some point in time, like you have to really sit with, can you actually do this? Like, are you using, I need to wait for so-and-so as a crutch? Or like, do you genuinely need to wait for that person or that organization or that thing for support? Or are you using that as a crutch? And I realized when it came to merch, I was using the excuse of like, I need to wait for so-and-so or this thing or whatever as a crutch, right? I was like, people do this on their own. Right? People do this on their own. And yeah, I could wait for this support, but who's to say it would be more successful if I were to wait for that type of support versus doing this on my own terms? So that being said, I designed all of the pieces. So I mean, you know, the designs, they're simple, but they're cute, okay? They are cute. And we're launching on January 1st. So I will have that linked in the show notes when it's time. So again, that'll probably be like the first January episode. But if you follow me on Instagram, I'm going to be doing some videos or some pictures, kind of like doing some sneak peeks. I actually have a reel up right now where at the end you get a sneak peek at the tote bags. And then the other day on my story, I was wearing the crew neck out and got compliments on the crew neck. People were like, "Ooh, that's cute. Where'd you get that?" I was like, "Girl, listen, let me tell you something real quick." Everything will be showing up there in bits and pieces, slowly but surely, and y'all will be able to see that over time before it actually launches. The other thing that I wanted to announce really quickly is that I'm hosting a little mini holiday giveaway. I wanted to do just something kind of simple, something cute. So I'm giving away either this pharmacy, it's like a skincare set, which I'll have a picture up on Instagram by the time this episode is up, so y'all can go actually see what the gift set includes. Or if you are not located in the US or Canada and you win the giveaway, I'll just be sending you a $50 USD Visa e-gift card instead. Just because, girl, I can't deal with the logistics of shipping all over the place. It is just, the post office love to take me for a fool. That's one thing, okay? And be charging me all types of fees. So we're just gonna do a $50 Visa gift card if you win outside and you're outside of the US or Canada. But this giveaway is going to run for a week. So it is going to be the 13th of December when y'all hear this episode, or maybe you're listening after and it's closed, but hi, how are you? So the giveaway will close on December 19th at 11:59 p.m. EST. And I will be picking and announcing the winner on December 20th, or contacting the winner. So the only two things that y'all have to do to enter this giveaway are, one, be following me on Instagram, and then two, I'm going to link below a topic suggestion box on my website, and all you need to do is go to my website and then just put in your name, your email, and enter a topic suggestion for the month of December. That is, or not the month of December. Oh my gosh. Hello. No, enter a topic suggestion for the year of 2023. So basically a topic suggestion would be something that you want me to cover on upcoming episodes or an upcoming episode of the podcast in 2023. And it's as simple as that. I'm basically just looking for y'all to weigh in on a few more ideas of what we could talk about in the podcast in the year of 2023. And this is just a fun way for it to be something where just by providing your input, you could be entered to win the giveaway. So the other quick note is I need you to put your Instagram handle in the topic suggestion message. So when you send it, just have your name, your email, and then put like whatever your topic suggestion is in that box that says like message or topic suggestion, and then just like end it with your Instagram handle so I know exactly who you are, and then I can contact you either by email or Instagram DM or both if you win. So that is basically it. All right, my loves, I'm gonna go take a sip of this coffee, which is like rapidly melting, and I don't know why, because it's kind of cold in here. And we're gonna get into the December energy report, the astrological happenings for December 2022. Okay, muffins, let's go ahead and dive into the astrological happenings for December 2022. So the first thing that we have happening on December 1st, which has already passed, so you probably noticed a bit of this energy, but the moon entered the sign of Aries on December 1st. Now, when the moon is in the sign of Aries, we basically get a lot of that energy of Aries. And if you guys know, Aries is like the first zodiac sign in like the natal chart wheel. And so it really represents new beginnings, new starts, that fiery energy, that desire to really like hit the ground running, do the things that we want to do, and basically just dive in head first. And that's really the energy that we encountered on December 1st. So it basically is a lot of like the motivation to start new things, a lot of the motivation that we need to take action. You may have felt on December 1st the energy to kick off new projects before 2023 actually gets here. So I've been having conversations with different people, and one thing that I've noticed is that there's a lot more more of people desiring to start their resolutions or to start like tackling their goals before 2023 actually hits. And this is exactly what the moon in Aries is kind of representing as well. So on December 1st, you may have felt a sense of refreshed energy. You may have felt this desire, like this impulse almost to take action and to try new things. So if that is something you were feeling, it really is like dope energy, honestly. I know that for me, like whenever I feel things like that, I'm very excited to, again, set new goals, start new projects, revamp my content calendar, things like that. And it can be very progressive energy, especially if maybe, you know, it's getting towards the end of the year and you're diving into or feeling kind of like that energetic slump, the holiday slump, and you're like, oh, I want to rest, I don't want to do anything. That kick in your butt from the moon being in Aries was kind of like, oh, wait a second though, I got shit I need to get done. Let me get up, let me get started, let me dive in. Also love that it really was the vibe for Vlogmas. If you watch Vlogmas on YouTube, you know how everybody be coming out with their vlogs. Basically, they post daily vlogs up until, I think it's like up until Christmas. So like everybody hitting the ground running on December 1st with Vlogmas. I know it's only day one on December 1st, but like everyone hitting the ground running with that content is literally pure moon in Aries energy and vibes. So on December 3rd, we have Neptune going direct in Pisces. So with Neptune going direct in Pisces, we may notice ourselves getting lost in like daydreaming, thinking about the things that we want to happen or the things that we want to experience. So Neptune is this sign that represents fantasies, illusions, inspiration, dreams, and also deception. So with Neptune going direct in Pisces, which is also the planet, which is also the sign that it rules, it is very, very powerful energy. This is the epitome of the energy of being delusional in order to manifest the things that you want. Y'all have seen those Instagrams or those like TikToks where people are like, the way that I manifest is literally by being delusional. It's by thinking that everything that I want is supposed to come to me. I'm going to get everything that I want and I'm just going to go about life and be like main character energy. And it's sort of like this delusion, but in you tapping into that very like, you know, dreamy, very up in the clouds energy and kind of almost not very grounded, you can call in a lot of miracles because you're not even allowing yourself to see the ways that something could go wrong or to process the logistics of how something needs to happen in order to go right, things like that. So with Neptune being direct in Pisces, it's kind of like a lot of that energy right now. So if you are noticing that you're kind of being a bit delusional, you're like, I don't really know how it's gonna work out, but it's gonna work out for me. It can be good energy for helping to like, let's see, how do I word this? It can be good to help you manifest the things that you want in the ways that like don't necessarily make sense or are logical because of this energy. Because again, Pisces and Neptune are all about like delusion and fantasy and just kind of living with your head in the clouds. However, this is a really good reminder that during this time, it's also important to practice discernment. So this means that even though your head is in the clouds and you are really allowing yourself to dive in and live within those fantasies of your mind, it's also important that you make sure that you're still setting necessary boundaries, practicing discernment. So this is peak energy of like, if someone walks up to you, like say someone comes up to you and they're like, I can offer you every single thing that you want right now, no questions asked, you just need to come with me this way. Maybe this is a time to, instead of being like, I'm gonna just walk off with this stranger and like trust that they're telling me the truth, literally look within yourself, listen to, are there red flags? Is your intuition saying no? Is your intuition saying there's something off about this individual? There's something off about this situation. So even though you might notice that there's more opportunities for you to kind of like dive into things head first, which is sort of the hope for the best, it is important to still during this time practice discernment. Do not let someone or especially yourself sell you a dream that has no true foundation. And we're going to get into foundation and foundational energy towards the end of this when I talk about some of the planetary transits that are happening within the sign of Capricorn. However, this is time to remember that you need to have some sort of grounding to your reality in order to make these things manifest. So like, yeah, still live in the dream and still live for the dream, but also don't do so with so much naivete that you are truly allowing yourself to fall into danger. When I decided to audit my wellness routine and implement changes, one of the first things I looked at was my supplements. I wanted to simplify my daily supplements, so I decided to try AG1. And let me just say, this was one of the best decisions that I made in 2023. Not only did I replace my multivitamin with AG1, but I also love that every single scoop includes folate, magnesium, and ashwagandha for stress support. Since drinking AG1 daily, I've noticed that I feel more energized and my mental clarity and my ability to manage and recover from stress have improved. I used to rely on a ton of different supplements. If y'all remember my little pill box, then you know, okay? And I use these supplements to help me feel calm and more alert, but I just love how simplified my morning routine has become with AG1. Adding AG1 in the morning covers my bases with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, and ingredients like pre and probiotics, adaptogens, antioxidants, and nutrients sourced from whole foods. Let me just tell y'all what my favorite part of this entire thing is. You only need to take one scoop, literally one scoop a day, every single day, mixed with water. That is it. It's giving very much work smarter, not harder, even with what you put in your body. AG1 is the supplement that I trust and have trusted since 2023 to provide the support that my body needs daily. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. That's drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. Check it out. Lately, life as a 29-year-old woman has been a crazy whirlwind of deadlines, social events, and trying to maintain some semblance of balance. But you know what's always going to throw me for a loop every single time? Mood swings, the bloating, the sleepless nights that can take a toll on you at any point in your cycle. This is where Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth comes in to help me feel more balanced, especially when I'm battling those monthly sleepless nights or dealing with the annoying bloating. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. And if you don't know, adaptogens can help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Any woman dealing with symptoms like hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or even occasional bloating and gas can take this. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is committed to using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromises when it comes to the quality of their products, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MANIFESTDAILY at checkout. Here's to feeling more balanced, rested, and ready to conquer anything and everything that comes our way. So on December 6th, Mercury enters Capricorn. So when Mercury enters a sign that is as practical and as grounded as Capricorn, our thoughts and essentially the words that we are using to describe our reality follow suit. So you may notice that your ideas are much more grounded, much more practical, and communication becomes a bit clearer during this time, grounded, super straight to the point. It's kind of like you don't have time to sit here and mess around a point. You got to say something, you're going to say it how you got to say it to get your point across. It's giving that vibe, like just let's go, let's get this over with type of thing. So Capricorn is known to be very rational and logical, and this is literally the vibe that our thoughts and our interactions take on during this time. This is some very beautiful and grounded energy to end off the year with, and this is also really good energy to have as we prepare for the first month of 2023. Again, with Capricorn being as grounded and rational and practical as it is, this is really good energy to balance out that sort of airy fairy nature of Neptune being direct in Pisces. So as we're thinking about our goals, as we're thinking about the things that we want to manifest in the next year, especially as we are planning how we're going to kick off the first month of 2023, having the ability to look at things through a practical lens while your thoughts follow suit is going to be really good for this time. It's going to help you to actually be productive when it comes to thinking about how you're going to go about achieving your goals, setting the plan in a very logical way, in a very practical way, still relying on that beautiful Neptune and Pisces energy, right? That, you know, that illusion, that dreamy energy, the hope for the best type of energy. However, at the same time, balancing that out with like groundedness and an actual plan for what you're going to do to move forward. On December 7th, we have a full moon in Gemini. So this full moon in Gemini asks us where we can be more flexible with our thoughts, our opinions, and our actions. If y'all don't know, Gemini is like a very, very playful sign. And so with the full moon in Gemini, it's kind of like, okay, yeah, we're being serious. Yeah, we're thinking about goals. Like, yeah, we're planning. But also, where can we allow for some flexibility? Where can we allow for some openness? Where can we allow for more discussion about how we're seeing the world, how we're viewing our world, and the way that we are approaching our life. So as we finish off this year, especially as we're reflecting how the year went and we're thinking about what things we might want to change or need to change going into the next year to be much more successful or much more productive or whatever the word is for you of, you know, what you're trying to improve upon in 2023, we really want to tap into this energy of Gemini. This energy reminds us to do things like try new things, to invite evolution, to embrace playfulness. So this is a really beautiful full moon. It's almost this vibe of like letting go of the seriousness is kind of the way that I like to see it, or not even fully letting go. Like, you need to be serious in some ways, right? We have a lot of Capricorn energy this month. So it's kind of like this entire month is this balancing act. It's this balance between, you know, illusion and delusion and playfulness and dreaminess, while also having the groundedness and the structure of the energy that Saturn and Capricorn bring to the table. So it is this balancing act. And I think because we have a lot of Capricorn energy in this month, this Gemini energy just reminds us that, yeah, like even though we're being serious and even though we're being structured and even though we're being disciplined and we're thinking about goals and we're thinking about all these adult things, like we can still be playful about it. We can still have fun with the process. It doesn't mean that you need to be like so choked up and so serious that like you hate your life. Like, you can actually enjoy the process of setting boundaries, of taking yourself seriously, of being disciplined, et cetera, et cetera. So on December 9th, Venus enters Capricorn. And again, y'all know I've said it like a million times in this episode, but let me repeat it if you haven't got it, okay? Capricorn has this energy of being very logical, very practical. And so with Venus going into Capricorn, this essentially means that we are taking our relationships a lot more seriously. So for anyone that's already in a relationship, this may mean that you're taking the time to truly commit to working on your relationship with your partner. So this means that you guys are sitting down and you're talking. When I decided to audit my wellness routine and implement changes, one of the first things I looked at was my supplements. I wanted to simplify my daily supplements, so I decided to try AG1. And let me just say, this was one of the best decisions that I made in 2023. Not only did I replace my multivitamin with AG1, but I also love that every single scoop includes folate, magnesium, and ashwagandha for stress support. Since drinking AG1 daily, I've noticed that I feel more energized and my mental clarity and my ability to manage and recover from stress have improved. I used to rely on a ton of different supplements. If y'all remember my little pill box, then you know, okay? And I use these supplements to help me feel calm and more alert, but I just love how simplified my morning routine has become with AG1. Adding AG1 in the morning covers my bases with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, and ingredients like pre and probiotics, adaptogens, antioxidants, and nutrients sourced from whole foods. Let me just tell y'all what my favorite part of this entire thing is. You only need to take one scoop, literally one scoop a day, every single day, mixed with water. That is it. It's giving very much work smarter, not harder, even with what you put in your body. AG1 is the supplement that I trust and have trusted since 2023 to provide the support that my body needs daily. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. That's drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. Check it out.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
About, you know, the really hard issues, you're figuring out how can we work through the kinks of this relationship? How can we become better communicators with each other? How can we take our relationship to the next level of commitment by sitting down and like figuring out what we need to do in order to be better together? It's really just, again, solidifying that commitment even more. This might look like having deeper conversations, talking about planning for the future, thinking about marriage, kids, if that's the next step that y'all want, or just talking about getting more more serious in general. Maybe y'all are talking about like moving in together, or maybe you're like, okay, we're long distance and now we want to live in the same city or state together. Like, let's move together, maybe not in together in the same apartment, but like, let's talk about taking that next step. So whatever that means for you, it's basically like just, again, a next level of commitment within the partnership. So partnerships don't need to always relate to love. It could be a business partnership as well. Maybe you're signing a contract, or maybe you're deciding to start a business with a friend and y'all are entering into a whole new relationship and solidifying it on a different level. But like, essentially, a lot of it can be about like love and relationships. If you're single, this might look like you deciding that you want to get serious about finding someone to commit to, if that is your particular goal. So you might like ditch your friends with benefits. You're like, yo, you know, we ain't gonna do this no more. I'm trying to find me a man, baby. Like, I gotta go. I gotta call you never again. So you might decide like no more friends with benefits. And you might decide that the person that you have been seeing casually, maybe you want to invest more time and energy into that person and see if there is actually potential for it to go the distance, potential for it to be really serious. Maybe you also decide that the person that you're seeing or have been seeing for like a past couple of days, you want to be exclusive with them. So not necessarily like boyfriend, girlfriend, but you're like, I want to see this person and decide if like I want to commit to this person. I want to see this person and just focus on this one particular person. So again, taking that relationship to the next level in this way. Venus also affects our aesthetic and our look. So this can also mean that around this time you decide to change your look and give yourself more of like a mature upgrade. So instead of you buying like, you know, certain pieces that you associate with like childlikeness, why did I struggle to say that? Maybe instead of you like buying certain things for your wardrobe that you associated with being a child or being like a teenager or being like youthful and young and playful, you decide like, oh, I want to bring some more maturity to my wardrobe. So I want to get these pieces. I want to stop shopping on Shein and I want to actually like invest in quality pieces from like Nordstrom or wherever you shop. Like, I don't really know, Saks, I don't know. But you decide that you want to sort of upgrade and mature your look. Maybe you get a haircut or you change your hair color, something that makes you feel a bit more put together, a bit more elegant, a bit more luxe, a bit more grown. That can also be happening around this time as well. On December 20th, Jupiter enters the sign of Aries. So this transit brings us a whole new kind of energy on a personal and an individual level. So with this particular transit, we're placing more emphasis on what it means for us to be happy as individuals and how we can go about creating more of those moments in our lives. This is essentially a time of taking chances, allowing ourselves to learn from experience, stumbling, falling down, maybe feeling like we're failing and flailing, and then getting back up again and deciding, okay, that didn't work out. I'm going to keep trying and I'm going to try something new and let's go here instead. This is also about understanding that on some levels, we create our own luck. The goal is never to feel as if God or the universe or your ancestors are disempowering you and you have no power, you have no autonomy to make your own decisions in your life. The goal is always to feel like those are sources that support you and that are guiding you towards the path that is for your best and highest self. And so you can make your own decisions. There is free will, there is autonomy. But again, this particular transit is reminding us that in many ways we can make our own luck. We can open the doors to the relationships and the opportunities that we dream of instead of waiting for it all to come to us. So instead of sitting on the couch and being like, you know, I want to manifest this thing and, you know, it sucks because this hasn't happened and this person hasn't reached out, and feeling like, okay, well, I don't know what to do. I have no power. I have no autonomy in this situation. I have to wait until X thing shows up for me. X thing is handed on a platter to me. Instead of sitting in that sort of like pity party energy, getting up and deciding, no, like, I want this. What can I do? What action can I take? How can I go about creating my own luck, creating those moments of opportunity for me to literally manifest the doors that I want to walk through? This is about saying, what do I want and how can I create more opportunity for me to manifest that particular reality? On December 21st, the sun enters the sign of Capricorn. And again, Capricorn is an earth sign, if I haven't mentioned that before. And Capricorn is ruled by the planet Saturn. So this transit in particular prompts us to do some much much-needed reflection on our past decisions and why we are where we are today. It is definitely a bit of a heavier energy. And I say heavier because whenever we talk about the planet Saturn, especially like, you know, when we're talking about things like Saturn return, it can often bring about and instill a bit of fear in people because the planet of Saturn is known to be very disciplinary, very much like, if you're not, you know, doing what you need to do, baby, I'm gonna wake you right up real quick. So the sun entering the sign of Capricorn kind of is bringing about some of those vibes to our reality around this time. But it's also very, very needed. Again, we're preparing for 2023. We're doing reflection on what we did or didn't do this year. And so like, we need to look at it through a grounded lens. We kind of need to have a little bit of like that tough love, that disciplinary vibe to the way that we are looking at what we have done or have not done. So as we plan our goals, as we think about our upcoming year, this grounded energy helps us to do the planning in a very productive and very beneficial way. We're literally prompted to create a logical plan that allows us to make decisions and take action that will lead us to whatever particular reality we're manifesting versus only living in the clouds and just daydreaming about it. On December 23rd, we have a new moon in Capricorn. Again, so much Capricorn energy this month, but it really is beautiful for everything that we need to get done. So Capricorn energy asks us to be a little bit more serious and to focus on setting the foundation. I mentioned this earlier, foundational energy. This is about thinking about your long-term goals and your long-term vision. We're not sitting here and thinking about, okay, what, you know, I want to manifest this thing next week and looking at it from a short-term perspective and be like, oh, that quick hit is going to make me happy in the moment. And that quick hit is going to be like, you know, fun for now. This is a time where we're looking at things from a long-term perspective. Like, what do we want to manifest the next year out, the next 5 years, maybe even the next 10 years? And how can we set up specific goals and manifestations that will align with that particular long-term vision? This is also a time to really and truly commit yourself to your goals. Like, if you have not listened to that episode, Committed, it's kind of an old one at this point, but also I did an episode recently where I talk about, are you truly ready and are you truly wanting to manifest the things that you say you want to manifest? Those episodes in particular are episodes that really tap into this energy that we're talking about here. So what are you ready to and what are you willing to commit to in this particular time in order to align yourself with that goal and that vision? What do you need to do to get yourself where you want to go? And are you actually ready to do so? And if you're not ready to do so, there's nothing wrong with that to say, you know what, I really want to manifest this thing. I realize it's going to take hard work in this particular area. And right now, I don't think I have the time, space, and energy to commit that hard work. I'm balancing all these things and I can't dedicate what I know I need to dedicate in order to get there. If that is where you are, accept that. That is okay. That can change too. You can get, you know, 6 months into the year next year and say, okay, you know what? Now I have more space, energy, and time to commit. Now I'm ready to do so. So really asking yourself and being honest with yourself, do you have the space, the time, the energy, the focus that you need to in order to dedicate to this particular thing that you're calling in? Capricorn is all about hard work, determination, discipline. It is ruled by the planet Saturn after all. So this is a perfect time to set your intentions about what it would look like for you to be disciplined moving forward. What particular things are you willing to sacrifice? What boundaries are you willing to set? And are you actually, like I said, ready to do so and do so consistently? And the last transit that we need to talk about for December is the Mercury retrograde that is happening on December 29th. So on December 29th, Mercury goes retrograde in the sign of Capricorn, and it will be there until January 18th, 2023. So we know all about Mercury retrogrades, right? We know like the miscommunication and like the tech issues and kind of all of that. I've covered that in previous episodes. So for this one, I'm just going to talk about what it means when it goes retrograde in the sign of Capricorn in particular. So when Mercury retrogrades in the sign of Capricorn, it affects the areas that Capricorn rules, such as our careers, our discipline, and our ambitions, and even our public image. So these are things that can maybe get a little confusing, or, you know, you might have like a couple like stumbling blocks in these particular areas during this particular retrograde. How many times have I said particular? Like, can I find a different word? Anyways, during this time, you might find that you have like some stumblings or some issues in those areas of your life. This is also a good time to do reflection about those particular, this is also a good time to do reflection
on those areas of your life. So who do you want to be in your career? Who do you want to be when it comes to the way that you practice discipline? You know, who do you want to be when it comes to how ambitious you are? Or maybe even your public image. Maybe you are showing up on the internet in one way and you want to show up in a different way. And so having a bit of time to reflect on this and decide how you want to move forward after the retrograde ends. So like after that January 18th date, maybe you're taking certain decisions in your career to step up or to look into changing careers or to look into changing the way that you show up on Instagram or TikTok or your YouTube channel. Or maybe it just means that you're like, you know what? I don't like the way that I am not disciplined in this particular area of my life. And how can I actually shift the way that I commit myself? What will that look like? Do I need to set up a schedule? Do I need to do this way? So really retrograde again can be a time where we're going through like struggles and kind of like hiccups in these areas. But it can also just be a time where you are literally sitting deeper in reflection, going inward, thinking about how you want to improve in certain areas of your life, and then post retrograde, making the decisions that you need to make in order to do so. When I decided to audit my wellness routine and implement changes, one of the first things I looked at was my supplements. I wanted to simplify my daily supplements, so I decided to try AG1. And let me just say, this was one of the best decisions that I made in 2023. Not only did I replace my multivitamin with AG1, but I also love that every single scoop includes folate, magnesium, and ashwagandha for stress support. Since drinking AG1 daily, I've noticed that I feel more energized and my mental clarity and my ability to manage and recover from stress have improved. I used to rely on a ton of different supplements. If y'all remember my little pill box, then you know, okay? And I use these supplements to help me feel calm and more alert, but I just love how simplified my morning routine has become with AG1. Adding AG1 in the morning covers my bases with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, and ingredients like pre- and probiotics, adaptogens, antioxidants, and nutrients sourced from whole foods. Let me just tell y'all what my favorite part of this entire thing is. You only need to take one scoop. Literally one scoop a day, every single day, mixed with water. That is it. It's giving very much work smarter, not harder, even with what you put in your body. AG1 is the supplement that I trust and have trusted since 2023 to provide the support that my body needs daily. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. That's drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. Check it out.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
One, I'm pulling your cards and literally a card just flew out. Oh, two cards just flew out. Okay. So the three cards we got, and I intended to pull two cards, but as y'all heard, I was shuffling just now the tarot cards and two literally flew out. So I was like, okay, I guess we have two cards for pile number one, or three cards for pile number one, including two tarot cards. So the two tarot cards you have are the Magician and the Fool. So two major arcana cards. And then the Animal Oracle deck card that you have is Turtle spirit, which says, slow and steady wins the race. With all three of these cards, honestly, they're all really, really positive cards. And I love personally the Magician card in tarot, and I also love the Fool card. So I'll give you kind of like a quick overview of the meaning of all of these. So the Magician is basically this card that reminds us that we have the power to manifest our best reality. We have the power to manifest our dream life. We are literally a powerful master manifester, co-creator of our lives. The Fool card is a card of new beginnings. It's a card that sort of symbolizes you maybe starting something new, taking the first step. You know that energy of when you're starting something new, and you are, in many ways, as we're talking about Neptune and Pisces, you are kind of like a bit delusional. Like you almost don't know what, you know, lies with step number 45, because you're just looking at step number one and maybe even step number two, and you're not thinking about maybe the hard work that you have to put in. You're not thinking about maybe kind of like the long nights that could be involved, but you're so excited. You're so excited to jump in and dive in and learn all you can and do this new thing. And it's very like childlike, appreciative, gratitude, excitement energy. So if you pull pile number one, many of y'all may be embarking on a new journey. So you might be starting something new. Maybe you are starting a new business. Maybe you are planning for a new business that you want to kick off in 2023. Maybe you're just starting a whole new journey in particular. You may possibly be moving somewhere new. You may possibly be starting maybe a new relationship. I don't really get relationship with this, honestly, because of the turtle card here. It just really gives me more so related to your career, related to work, or related to certain ventures. So even if you're moving, it is possibly you moving because you're starting a new job, or you moving because you know that a particular location will bring you more clientele in a business that you want to start, like that kind of vibe. And these, again, are all positive cards. And what they're reminding you is that you are very powerful. Do not forget that. Do not doubt that. Remember who you are, okay? Like, literally remember who you are. Like, these cards are here to remind you that you have the power to create the dream life that you want. However, not even however, I feel like the however sounds like something ominous is coming, but no. The turtle spirit card, again, slow and steady wins the race. It just reminds you that even though you are so excited, so ready to dive into whatever it is that you are embarking on, this new journey, this new chapter, that it's okay to take it slow. It's okay to take it steady. It's okay to focus on putting one foot in front of the other, right? I think that when you are starting something new and you have a big vision, it can be very easy to want it to go from like 0 to 100 very quickly. And you're like, oh my God, I have all these things I want to see and all these things I want to do. And it's like, I want it to happen right now because I'm so excited. And the Fool is very much, again, that excited, playful energy. Also with the Fool, there's a lot of like openness involved. So you're kind of, you know, you're curious, you're exploring, you're ready to receive what it is that is supposed to come your way. And you have this very open and receptive energy, which is important when it comes to manifestation, because sometimes you know, when you are so particular about the way that you want it to come to you, you close off other avenues in which it can flow to you. But with this Fool energy, you're being very open right now. You're kind of like, listen, whatever God wants to send my way, baby, I'm ready to receive. However, like I said, really focus on taking things slow. Focus on putting one foot in front of the other. You are going to have the dream that you want. You are going to manifest the things that you want. You are like this right here, baby, you are powerful. You are doing the damn thing. You are literally at the very beginning of a destined adventure. And I'm so excited for you because, again, these cards are so positive. I just want to remind you that it is okay if things are slow. The turtle energy just reminds us to be slow, to focus on literally that next step, and to also remember that patience is involved. Okay. If you are someone that struggles with practicing patience, especially when it comes to manifestation, please, please, please use this time to go inward, work on that patience, and remember that everything is happening in divine timing. You are going to, like I said, have and receive everything that you want, but you just need to be patient, and you just need to remember that just because it's not unfolding with the quickness that you would like to see it unfold does not mean it's not happening for you. You're literally a powerful ass manifestor. Like, the cards are right here. They're seeing it. Just allow things to unfold in the way that they need to unfold. Hello, pile number two. Let me grab your oracle card first. Oop, there we go. One flew out. Oh, and here goes your... These cards have... Okay. You got two cards. I'm just playing two tarot cards for everyone now because pile one got two tarot cards as well.
Okay, pile number two, you have two tarot cards and one of these beautiful oracle spirit animal cards. So the two tarot cards you have are the Eight of Cups and the Sun, and then the oracle card that you have says Peacock Spirit, Let It Shine. So let's talk about the Eight of Cups first, because I think this is kind of the energy of what you're going through right now, or maybe something that you previously just recently went through. So the Eight of Cups, when it shows up in a reading, it kind of talks about you walking away from a situation that has been incredibly disappointing. So you see in the card, there's this individual and they are literally walking away and they have left behind these eight cups. And, you know, they're kind of, they've turned their back on the cups, they're walking away and they're going on to whatever is next in their journey. And so this can represent you walking away from a career path. It can represent you walking away from like a living situation, a partnership, something that you were really invested in and something that you were really like excited about and you really poured, you know, literally poured a lot of yourself into, that ended in a way that you either didn't expect or you just didn't see it ending that way. You probably didn't even see it ending at all. Like you weren't thinking about an ending and it ended. And so you are disappointed, you're tired, you're exhausted. But at this point you are putting yourself first and you're like, okay, I can't sit here with these eight empty ass cups. Like I gotta go. I gotta move forward. I gotta move on in my journey and whatever is next for me is next for me. And I'm gonna look forward to that particular like next chapter. The Eight of Cups can also sometimes represent like escapism. So possibly you trying to like turn your back on a particular issue that you are experiencing and kind of looking to escape your reality in some ways. And again, kind of going back to us talking particularly about Neptune and Pisces in this month, it could for some of y'all represent that. But intuitively, I'm picking up that for a lot of you, it just kind of represents this situation that ended in a very disappointing way and something where you wanted it to go a certain way and you were hoping it would and you were excited about it, but it didn't. But what we have next is the Sun and we have this Peacock Spirit. So I feel like this is a situation that even though it didn't end up in the way that you wanted it to, what's next for you is very exciting. And I almost feel like you choosing to walk away from this situation, you choosing to cut ties, to cut cords, to end something, especially when you realize and you notice like, hey, I'm pouring a lot of myself into this thing and it honestly is just not serving me. You choosing to put yourself first is going to serve you in so many beautiful ways. Like you are literally walking towards the Sun and you are coming out as the Peacock again. I feel like whatever situation this was that you were in, whether it was either a particular environment, like a living situation, for some of y'all, I feel like you're moving out of like a toxic household, like a parental household possibly, or like a familial type of household, or even living with certain peers that you thought were your friends and now you realize like they're not. Whatever the situation is that you're leaving, I feel like for a long time or for the time that you were in this situation, it literally dampened your shine. Like you're someone that shows up very vibrant in your energy. You're very bright. You're very like, people meet you and they're so excited. Oh my God, I'm feeling like super warm and like chills right now thinking about you and your energy. Like you're someone that shows up and you're so vibrant and you're so beautiful and you're so jovial and happy and just like, I can't stop smiling. Like you're that kind of person. Like people literally meet you and they can't stop smiling. But when you were going through what you were going through, this particular situation dampened you, right? It dulled your shine. It made you feel like a shell of yourself. And it made you feel like you weren't yourself. You didn't feel right. Something was off. And now that you're walking away from that, oh baby, your peacock feathers are coming back out. The Sun is coming back out. The Sun that was hidden behind the clouds is coming back out. Like you are literally removing whatever cloak of darkness that situation had on you and you're becoming yourself again. So the Sun is all about positive changes, radiant energy, happiness, warmth, right? Just positivity in general. And when you have the Sun in a reading, it is a representation that things are about to get very, very, very good for you. And the way these cards showed up in the reading is I have the Eight of Cups on the left and I have the Sun on the right. And I read from left to right. So I'm seeing this as like Eight of Cups is either current or just very, very, very recent energy, something that you just came through. And the Sun is what's up next. So best believe that situation, kind of what I was talking about earlier, it almost took you out. Like you really felt like, damn, what the hell is going on right now? But baby, you made it through and you chose to walk away. And that decision, that lone decision that you made to say, I'm going to do what I need to do to serve myself. I'm going to look out for me. I'm going to walk away from the situation. It is, when I tell you, you have the Sun. You were happy. You were excited. This beautiful, abundant. The Sun represents abundance as well. You're walking into a season of warmth and light and positivity and abundance. You have this peacock spirit here. Let yourself shine. Let yourself be that beautiful spark of radiance. You're someone who, like, you don't want to attract a lot of energy and you don't seek to, or not energy, rather, attention. And you don't seek to attract attention. Like, you don't walk into a room and say, I want everybody to look at me. But they do. That's the thing, baby. You can't hide your shine. You can't hide the fact that you're a literal star. You walk into rooms and people turn their heads. People are like, who is that? Who is he? Who is she? Like, who are they? Ooh, I gotta get to know them. Like, baby, introduce me. You're that person. You're that person. And let me say something right now. You might feel uncomfortable initially with the attention that you attract. You might feel like, damn, all these eyes on me. Listen, your destiny, you are a peacock. You are meant to spread those feathers. You are meant to shine. You are meant to literally have people, and not, you know, people idolizing you, putting you on a pedestal, but like, it's something about your energy that just, you a magnet. Protect that energy though, okay? I want to say that real quick. Protect that energy, because when you're that kind of individual, you will have anyone and everyone flock to you to get a taste of that energy. Protect yourself, okay? This is less of an ominous warning and more just a reminder. Just want to remind y'all, protect your energy. You have some beautiful stuff going on right now. But so I'm super excited for you. Like, I'm proud of you as well for walking away from whatever that was. I know it was hard. I know it was hard. And I know it felt like you were leaving so much behind, so much of that energy and intention that you poured into that situation. But trust and believe me, like, it was not, you were not meant to stay there. You were not meant to stay there, okay? Get your animal card. There we go. Now let's get your tarot cards. So far, all the piles, two cards have flown out. So we're going to get you two cards as well. Okay, pile number three. So your two tarot cards are the Two of Wands, the Eight of Pentacles, and then for your oracle cards, you have Panther Spirit. Reclaim your power. So for a lot of y'all, if not all of y'all, actually, this is all of y'all, okay? This month, you are really, really, really embracing that Capricorn energy that we talked about. Like, you not playing no games. And I really love that for y'all. Like, y'all, this right now is giving the energy of, like, baby, 2023 is my year. 2023, I'm doing everything they said I couldn't. I'm doing everything I said I would. And I am literally coming with a different type of force, a different type of energy. Let's dive into the Two of Wands first, okay? So I wanna paint this picture by breaking down the individual pieces that we have to this puzzle here. So with the Two of Wands being upright, and none of your cards are reversed, by the way, but the Two of Wands really talks about turning a path into a path of action. It talks about kind of like taking stock of what's happening around you and figuring out, okay, where am I going next on my journey? Like, what is, like, almost like surveying the horizons, figuring out where I'm going next on this journey and figuring out the way that you need to go about your path in order to achieve every single thing that you want to achieve. So with the Two of Wands, it's more about taking the time to either go inward, do that reflection, taking stock of, like, literally your environment, your surroundings, remembering your goals, planning things out before you actually move. So this is kind of like an introspective card. This is a card about really, again, going inward, figuring out the plan before taking action. So this is not like the Fool card or even like the Ace of Wands card, where it's all about like, okay, now we're diving in. Now we're doing the thing. This is not giving you know, Aries vibes. This is literally giving like, okay, let me figure out how I'm going to do this. Let me actually like create a plan. Let me think about this in a logical, hello, that Capricorn energy way before I actually make my first move. It's about, you know, if you think about it from the perspective of like war, I don't know why this example is coming to my head, but like the general, I don't even know if these are the people who do these things, but like stay with me for this, okay? But like the general taking stock of the enemy and figuring out like, okay, who's going to play what part in this particular war? Who's going to do what in order for us to win, in order for us to actually like succeed at this particular mission? This energy also really talks about planning for long-term goals, which again, we talked about when it comes to that Capricorn energy. So this is kind of like, what are the bigger goals? What's the long-term vision? And like, what is the path of least resistance to get me there? You're thinking about, you know, maybe like planning for educational moves. You're thinking about planning for a family. You're thinking about planning for buying a house, like those bigger moments in your life that will require a few more of those moving pieces to be orchestrated in the right way in order for you to do what you need to do. Now, the Eight of Pentacles goes really well with this because the Eight of Pentacles talks about mastery. In the card, we see this particular individual who is sitting down and she is drawing a pentacle on like her, I mean, I'm going to say it's an iPad, okay? Don't look at no iPad, but whatever. She's drawing something and we can see that she's drawn that particular shape, that pentacle, 8 times at this point. But what's happening is she's trying to master that, right? She's doing the same thing over and over and over again because she is literally attempting to master her skill. She's attempting to become an expert, to become someone who is known for this particular craft. And so when we have the Eight of Pentacles show up in a reading, for me, it's always represented like dedication, determination, finessing your skills, becoming a master, going from apprentice to expert and really allowing yourself to like dive deep into a particular craft in order to, again, become well known in that field or that thing. So for a lot of y'all, whatever goal it is that you've set, right, whatever goal it is that you've sat down, you've taken stock, you said, okay, here are my goals for 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, whatever. Here's what I need to do to align to that. Part of that for you involves you getting very, very, very disciplined in a particular skill or a particular set of skills. And you right now, maybe like I said, you ain't taking no prisoners. You are determined. You are determined to master this thing. You are determined to be diligent. You are determined to be hardworking. This can also talk about education. So for some of y'all, this may mean like you've decided you're going back to school and that plays a bigger role in your vision. So maybe you need to go back to school to become a nurse or to go back to school to learn how to become an esthetician or whatever it is. Like you're changing your path and it involves you going back to master a particular set of skills that is required for you to align to your goals in that journey. But it also talks about just improving things, working on something over and over and over again in order to become better. It is really a beautiful card because, again, I think when we talk about manifestation, we talk about bringing certain things into our reality, again, there can be this like very, this focus on the magic of it all, of like the airiness, the groundedness, the dreams, right? That Pisces, that Neptune type of energy. But we need to be grounded. We need to take action. We need to have some sort of intent behind the things that we are doing, and we need to make sure that the things that we are doing are aligned with that particular vision. And so this for me is a card of someone who is laser focused on their vision, laser focused on what they need to do, and someone who is willing to put in the hard work. And I am very excited for you because, again, with this Capricorn energy that we are experiencing this month, this is going to be everything that you need to get laser focused, to set that plan up, to dive into 2023 with a different type of energy. And this, you're not playing no games. And I love this for you, okay? The Panther Spirit card reminds us that we're going to face challenges, okay? It reminds us that we might actually have to take risks. We might have to speak up in situations that we are afraid of speaking up in. We might have to do certain things that we have never done before that feel a little bit nerve-wracking to us. So again, maybe if you are pivoting your career, maybe if you are going back to school, maybe if you are doing something that feels very outside of the realm of your comfort zone, but what this also reminds us is
that we have the power to do so. We are much more courageous, much braver, and we can handle much more than we can think. So even as you are thinking about how to set up this plan, maybe your plan has some steps that to you feel a little bit scary. You're like, oh my God, I don't know. Can I do it? You can absolutely do it. Okay. You are a panther. You can do it. These steps, these things that are ahead of you like this, you have everything you need to. And if you don't have everything that you need to, you will gain those skills and that knowledge and that intuition along the way to help you on your journey and your path. So I'm super excited for y'all, very much like head down, you know, laser focused tunnel vision type of energy. And this is exactly what we need as we prep to go into 2023. Okay, my loves, that is the end of today's December energy report. I really hope that this episode was super helpful in you understanding some of the astrological transits and placements and things that are happening in the sky and how they may affect you and or your energy in this month. And I also hope that the pick a pile readings are really fun. I want them to be interactive. I want them to obviously be accurate, and hopefully they were helpful in you kind of figuring out some of your next steps and really validating some of your next steps as we move into the new year. This has been an amazing episode. As per usual, my loves, don't forget to enter the giveaway. Follow me on Instagram and go ahead and check out the link down below for topic suggestions. I believe my website may be getting shut down soon for us to work on the entire like redo, the entire new website makeover. But if it does get shut down, I'll swap the link out for like maybe just a Google Forms link that y'all could use to submit topic suggestions, and it will be the same thing. So make sure to enter the giveaway. Super, super easy. Winner will be announced very soon. Thank you, my loves, for being here. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your week, and I will chat with you in the very next episode. Bye, my loves.